Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast. My name is Laura Adams. If you're ready for more knowledge, resources, and motivation to manage your money the best ways possible and create a richer life, you are in the right place, my friend. Retirement is one of my favorite financial topics because building a nest egg that you can look forward to spending in the future is challenging, and it can be a difficult goal to achieve if you don't stay focused on it. Here in the United States and in many countries, there are special accounts that encourage savings because they come with tax benefits. But the rules for using retirement accounts can seem a bit complicated, to say the least. That is until you get familiar with them. Also, the rules and limits are subject to change periodically. And if you're not sure what the rules are, you're probably not going to take full advantage of these accounts, and that means you'll leave money on the table. So if you want a summary to fully understand how the retirement rules are going to change next year in 2019, this show is for you. I'm going to cover a lot of detail. Don't worry about jotting it all down. It will be in the notes for this show over in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Plus, that's where you'll find the full archive of podcasts if you want to listen to shows that predate what's in your podcast aggregator feed. This is podcast number 570. Six ways new tax rules affect your retirement. While we may not like to hear that the cost of living in the United States continues to go up every year, there is an upside for your retirement savings. You see, every fall, the Internal Revenue Service, or IRS, evaluates whether to increase retirement plan contributions and benefits in order to keep up with those cost of living increases. And sure enough, the IRS recently announced that next year, you can save more in different types of tax-advantaged retirement plans. So in this podcast, I'm going to review six ways that the new tax rules will affect your retirement in 2019, so you can use that to your advantage and build a bigger nest egg. So let's go through the detail on each of the updated retirement benefits that you should be taking advantage of. Number one, you can contribute more to a workplace retirement plan. This is the big one, I think. Using a retirement plan offered by an employer is the most popular way Americans save for retirement. Depending on where you work, you might have the option to participate in a 401k, a 403b, a 457, or if you work for the government, a Thrift Savings Plan, or TSP. As an employee, your base contribution limit is going to increase $500. So it's going from $18,500 this year to $19,000 next year. And if you've reached age 50, you can save more by taking advantage of what are known as catch-up contributions. The catch-up limits have not changed, and they remain $6,000. In other words, if you're age 50 or older, you can save up to $25,000 per year in most types of employer-sponsored retirement plans. And I want to challenge you to do that. If you're not close to being able to max out, at least you can increase your contribution a little bit next year. Maybe that's an extra 1% or 2% to get as close as you can to that maximum limit. All right, the second change that's going to affect your retirement account is that your employer can contribute more retirement matching funds. If your employer offers a retirement plan and additional matching funds, you would be crazy not to max out that benefit. It's just free money for anybody who participates, so definitely don't turn that down. However, depending on the details of your retirement plan, you need to understand that matching funds may come with a vesting schedule. Now, your contributions, the ones that you make from your paycheck, they're always fully vested. So that means if you leave the company, even after working there a day, you know, you can take that money with you. But if you leave the company early, you could forfeit some amount of your matching funds in the retirement account if they're not fully vested. Starting in 2019, the total amount that you and your employer can contribute to a workplace retirement account is going up. It's increasing $1,000 from $55,000 this year to $56,000 next year. All right, the third change that's coming is you can contribute more to an individual retirement account. You may be thinking, well, Laura, I don't have one of these cushy retirement plans at work. It's no problem. You can open up your own traditional or Roth IRA, which stands for Individual Retirement Account, or in some cases, it stands for Individual Retirement Arrangement. And I'm really glad that it's going up next year because the IRS has been very, very slow to raise the IRA contribution limits. The most you could save has been $5,500 since 2013. But starting next year, you can contribute $6,000 to either a traditional IRA, a Roth IRA, or a combination of the two accounts. Let me give you an example. You could save $2,000 in a traditional IRA and $4,000 in a Roth IRA in the same year. If you do that, you have maxed out, but you can't contribute $6,000 to both a traditional and a Roth IRA in the same year. That would be a $12,000 contribution. IRAs also come with a catch-up contribution limit, but it's much lower than a workplace plan. It remains $1,000. So if you've reached age 50, you can contribute a total of $7,000 to an IRA in 2019, and that's the case no matter how much you earn.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there, I want to tell you about one of my favorite podcasts, Freakonomics Radio. Every week, host and best-selling author Stephen Dubner dives into the hidden side of business, economics, and so much more. He interviews CEOs, historians, and Nobel laureates to explore all kinds of topics, like why the best employees can make the worst bosses, and how whales went from being economic engines to environmental icons. If you're a curious person looking to better understand the world around you, you'll find everything you're looking for on Freakonomics Radio. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, we're on the fourth way that your retirement will change with the new tax laws. Number four is you're eligible for more tax deductions with higher income. Many people don't realize that you can max out both a workplace retirement plan and an IRA in the same year. However, there is an issue that you have to be aware of. And when you or a spouse contribute to both types of accounts, the tax deduction for a traditional IRA may be reduced or eliminated depending on your income and your tax filing status. So I'm going to review the income thresholds by tax filing status. Again, this is when you contribute to both a workplace plan and a traditional IRA. For single taxpayers, the income threshold for 2019 is going up $1,000. So now it's $73,000. Next year, it's $74,000. If you earn over that amount, you cannot deduct traditional IRA contributions when you also have a plan at work. But if you earn less than $64,000, you get the full tax deduction. And when you're in the middle, that's called the phase-out range. So that's when you're earning between $64,000 and $74,000, you're allowed a reduced tax deduction. If you're married and you file taxes jointly, the income threshold has increased $2,000 from $121,000, and next year it's going to go up to $123,000. So when you earn above that amount, you don't get the full deduction. But when you earn less than $103,000, you get the full tax deduction on the traditional IRA. And again, when you're in the middle, when you're earning from $103,000 up to $123,000, you're in that phase-out range where you're allowed a reduced tax deduction. If you're married and you file separately, the income threshold is very low. When you earn up to $10,000, you're allowed a reduced tax deduction. But if you earn over $10,000, there is no deduction. Again, that's for married taxpayers who file separately. And the last category is for married taxpayers filing jointly when the contributor does not have a workplace plan, but his or her spouse does. In that case, there are also restrictions. So, for example, let's say I'm self-employed and I contribute to a traditional IRA, but my husband participates in a 401k at work. That would still subject me to certain restrictions. So in this situation, the income threshold has increased $4,000. Right now, it's $199,000, but in 2019, it's going up to $203,000. So if you earn over that amount, you cannot get the deductibility on the traditional IRA. But if you earn less than $193,000, you would get the full tax deduction. And again, if you're in between, if you're earning from $193,000 up to $203,000, you're in the phase-out range and can get a reduced tax deduction. I know this is a lot of numbers thrown at you. And, you know, the key here is just to understand that the income thresholds are changing. And if you have questions, you can review the show notes in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. And I want you to remember that being a high earner means that you can still max out a traditional IRA in addition to having a workplace plan. But the rub is that your traditional IRA contributions may just not be tax deductible in all cases. All right, moving on to the fifth way your retirement will be changing. Number five is you're eligible for a Roth IRA with higher income. Unlike a traditional IRA that comes with an upfront tax deduction, contributions to a Roth IRA are made on an after-tax basis, but the goodness comes at the end when you're allowed to withdraw your original contributions and earnings from a Roth that are completely tax-free in retirement. That can add up to a massive tax savings. And one of the beauties of having a Roth IRA is that if you're eligible for one, you can max it out every year, even if you or a spouse participate in a retirement plan at work. All of those income limits that I just reviewed, they do not apply for a Roth IRA. That's only for a traditional IRA. There are no limitations because, as I mentioned, contributions to a Roth are not tax deductible. Roth benefits come on the back end when you take money out of the account. But the problem with a Roth IRA has always been that high earners don't qualify for one under any circumstances. However, next year the income limit does increase slightly. So I'm going to review the new Roth IRA income limits by tax filing status for 2019. For single taxpayers, the income threshold is going up by $2,000 from $135,000 this year to $137,000. So when you earn more than $137,000 and you're a single taxpayer, you are locked out of a Roth IRA. For married taxpayers who file jointly, the income threshold increases $4,000. It's going from $199,000 this year to $203,000 in 2019. So when you earn over $203,000, you are locked out of having a Roth IRA or contributing to a Roth IRA. And if you're married and you file taxes separately, the income threshold remains very low. It's just $10,000. So when you earn over $10,000 and you're married, filing taxes separately, you are locked out of a Roth IRA. And the sixth way that retirement accounts are changing is that you can contribute more to a retirement plan if you're self-employed. So if you're self-employed either full-time or part-time, there's good news for you too. The annual contribution limits are going up next year for a variety of small business retirement accounts. One of the most popular accounts is called a solo 401k. It's also known as a one participant 401k because you can't have any employees to have this type of plan. The contribution limit increases $1,000 from $55,000 this year to $56,000 in 2019. And if you're over age 50, you can also make those catch-up contributions that I talked about earlier. You can put in an additional $6,000 for a total contribution limit of $25,000. And as the owner of your business, you can also make solo 401k contributions up to 25% of your compensation for a total contribution up to $56,000 per year, or $62,000 if you're over age 50. So you can contribute both as the employer and as the employee when you have a solo 401k. Another popular retirement plan for those who are self-employed, either with or without employees, is the SEP IRA. This is the type of retirement plan that I have as a self-employed person. For this plan, the contribution limit cannot exceed the lesser of 25% of compensation, or $56,000 for 2019. It's going up slightly. But for this plan, there are no catch-up contributions that are allowed. Now, this is not a complete list of all the tax changes for retirement plans, but I've tried to include the most popular types of accounts that I think will affect you. Be sure to visit irs.gov for more details or consult with a qualified accountant if you have any questions about your financial situation. Before we go, I want to thank everyone who's purchased my new book, Debt-Free Blueprint. It's an Amazon number one new release, and it's thanks to you. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you to everyone who has picked up a copy of the ebook or the paperback. It's also available in Apple Books and many other online bookstores now. And if you're curious about what's in the book, you can actually download 4 chapters for free. Just text the phrase debt chapters with no space to the number 33444, and you can download them to read on any device you like. Again, text debt chapters with no space to the number 33444, and you'll also find the free chapters when you visit lauradadams.com. Even though I threw a lot of numbers at you in this show, I hope you'll come away with the understanding that the rules are changing and they're changing in your favor so that you can contribute more to retirement accounts or get better benefits, better tax benefits from these accounts. All right, that's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.